do you think Dad has a small penis? That's not a weird question. Look at this new SUV he just bought. It's huge. They say that men that like big, overpowered cars are compensating for small penises. If so, that would explain why he and Mum don't seem to have sex anymore. Do men think women are turned on by big cars like this? It's kind of childish, really. I'd be afraid to drive something this huge, and it gets horrible gas mileage. Dad filled up the tank of gas just a few minutes ago, but I wouldn't be surprised if we're almost out by the time we get through this car wash. The only thing it really has going for it is that really big and powerful motor. I kind of like the way it makes the entire truck vibrate. That's really the only way a monster truck like this could turn on a woman. Can't believe Dad trusted you to drive the car through the car wash. Maybe there isn't too much to it. We wait in line here for a bit until our turn comes, and then you drive the car onto the conveyor thing, and that does the rest. Then we get pulled through what has to be the longest car wash in the world while this car gets washed, waxed, and thoroughly cleaned. He even left you in charge of me while he went inside to use the bathroom, pay, and probably look for an air freshener or something to dangle from the rearview mirror. We're in a stupid car, even if I think this is bigger than my room back home. How much trouble could I get into? It's not like he allowed us to bring anything to eat or drink in the car. Not even allowed to change to the radio station. Hey, this thing is in park while we wait our turn, right? So could you rev the engine a little? Or maybe more than just a little? Please? You know you want to feel that power. Yeah. The entire truck shakes when you do that. And the vibrations just go right up from the seat into my body. I never realised how important horsepower was in a car. Oh, hush. I can take my seatbelt off if I want to. We're going exactly 0 miles an hour right now. And even if we were speeding down the highway, I think we're the safest thing out there. We could run over most cars and not even notice it. The way the car is shaking just makes me kind of antsy. I need to move around a little. No, I'm not getting car sick. That happened once and I was 4 years old, thank you very much. And we're not moving, except for the way the truck is shaking. It's definitely not giving me a stomach ache. It's giving me something, but not to my stomach. And definitely not an ache. Not that kind of ache, at least. Wait, before you pull forward to the next spot in line, can I sit in your lap? Dad would never let me drive this thing, even when I get my license. I can sit in your lap as you pull the car forward, with my hands on the wheel and my bare feet on top of yours as you work the pedals. You'd still be the one pulling us forward the 10 feet or so. It's not like I could cause a crash or anything. Please, 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 please. Ha! I knew you would. Move your seat back just a little. Maybe undo your seatbelt too. There's more than enough room for me to sit in your lap then. I'll be very careful not to break any knobs or anything. Or to let anyone outside of the car see what's underneath this skirt. Not that anyone outside can really see us. Now, hold still and help me climb over there. There's so much headroom and legroom in this car that it's not too hard to move. There. You're even more comfortable than the passenger seat. Think it's because I can feel the engine even better over here. It's like your body magnifies the feeling. Now, pull us forward. My feet can barely reach down to the tops of yours. Or, at least I can touch them with my toes. Do it. Pull us ahead. We're the next to go in. Oh, yes. It's even better when we're moving. Quick, put us back in park and rev the engine again. Please. Look, don't ask questions. Just do it. Oh. Just keep it revving. Kind of quiet mostly, but sometimes louder. Yes, I'm squirming. Like I said, this kind of makes me feel, well, excited and squirmy. Squirm, squirm, squirm on my brother's lap in my daddy's car. No, don't make me move back. I like it here. If you're worried about me noticing that you're starting to get hard, you're too late. I don't really mind. Not too much, at least. Besides, you've got a cute teenage girl squirming around in your lap. It's not like you could help it. Wait, don't try and get me out of your lap. I'm nestled right on top of that bulge in your pants now. Rev the engine. Just try it, please. Or maybe I can manage to push your foot down just a little. Yeah. Did you feel that? It's one thing to sit in the passenger seat and have the vibrations travel from the entire chair into my body. But sitting like this? Oh, the sensations go through your body and up into that hard thing. Then through your pants, then my skirt and panties to my pussy. Of course this is a bad idea. I'm your little sister and we're in a semi-public place. But it's not our fault. It's this stupid sexy car and this car wash. Just think about it. We're going to take this enormous proxy for a cock and drive into a small, wet, hot tunnel. That's pretty sexual if you ask me. It's not like we're going to actually have sex. Although, that might be pretty incredible. Not the incest part, because that's so not my thing. But sex in a giant car like this? I could lose my virginity in this virtual tank. Unfortunately, you're the only boy here. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, but aren't you feeling kind of crazy right now? I know this car has me really turned on. We're about to enter this hot, wet tunnel here, and we'll be in it for several minutes before we get to the end. During that time, no one can see us. Even if they have cameras in here, there's going to be so much soap and water on the car, they couldn't tell what's going on. Yeah, I'm squirming again. I'm squirming again. Don't tell me you don't like it. And now, my panties are off. See? The car ahead of us isn't the only thing that's gotten soaked. Stop telling me it's a bad idea. I know that. But this is a limited time opportunity. This car has me in just the right mood. You will almost certainly never get a chance to have sex with your little sister again. Maybe you'll regret having sex with me, but won't you regret not having sex with me too? Just unzip your pants while we wait for the light to turn green so we can go in. That doesn't mean we're going to have sex, but if you should decide to, don't you want to be ready? Just in case? Here, let me change to kneeling over you in this seat, but I'll hold myself up a bit. There's plenty of room for that too. To anyone who's looking, it still looks like you're just letting me sit in your lap as we idle here. I heard that, the sound of your zipper. Maybe pull your pants down a little too. Lean your seat back just a little, okay? I'm going to lift up this skirt and lower myself. Not to put it in, but just so I can sit on you and trap it between my thighs. Oh, wow. Can feel it squeeze between my thighs and up against my pussy. It's vibrating from the engine. You can tell how wet it's making me. Now, maybe if I squirm a little in your lap. You don't mind me squirming so much now, do you? Does it feel good to have your cock moving around between my wet thighs? Wait, before you answer that, rev the engine some more. Oh God, I'm liking this car more and more all of the time. Even if it's really bad for the environment, but it's really good for my pussy. The light is green. It means we can go ahead. Go ahead. Go into that dark, wet tunnel. Take the car out of park and pull us forward. Hush. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Even if you know exactly why I'm lifting myself up a little. We just pulled into the tunnel so absolutely no one can see anything that happens now. You focus on getting our wheels into those conveyor things. I'll focus on getting you into me. I know we shouldn't. That's why I want it so bad. If you really don't want to fuck me, I will stop before it goes in. Just tell me. Tell me you don't really want to fuck your virgin little sister right now. I think the wheels are in place now. My pussy is balanced right on the top of your cock. I can feel a little bit of my wetness running down onto your cock. I can even press down a little and feel you going just the tiniest bit. Oh, that feels so naughty, especially with the vibrations, but also because I know it's my brother's cock. I'll grab onto the steering wheel. The conveyor steers us from here, but I need something to hold on to. But you take your hands and put them under my skirt and onto my naked hips. I'm going to need some help getting you into me, because although I'm really wet and horny, I'm also really tight and kind of scared. Not enough to want to stop. At least, I don't think so. But you're the one Dad left in charge, right? Well, take charge of me. Now, pull me down onto you. Pull your sister's body down onto your cock, but slowly. Very, very slowly, like that. You're starting to go in, but you need to pull harder. Oh, oh God. God. I can't believe we're doing this. We're fucking in Dad's new car. I just lost my virginity to my big brother. A few feet away, that building is full of people, but they don't know that a brother and sister are fucking so close to them. Help me move up and down now. We've got a definitive time limit to this. We've got a definitive time limit for this. When the car rolls out into the open for them to wipe it down, we've got a few minutes of naughty fun before then. But if we start getting to the end of the car wash, we have to stop the sex, even if we're not finished, okay? Oh. And another thing, it's probably not a good idea to come in me. It's not like I planned this. How could I ever expect this to happen? I'm definitely vulnerable to what your sperm could do to me. But we can fuck. But we can fuck until right when you're ready to come, and then I get off you, okay? Good. So very, very good. A part of me realised how awful an idea this is, and all the trouble we're creating for ourselves by doing this. But I don't care right now. We're in neutral now. I can see that from the dashboard. Rev the engine some more. Rev it a lot. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God, that feels so good. I mean, your cock feels so good just by itself. But the vibrations from the engine make it feel even better. Move me faster. I'll move me faster too. It's easier for me to do it on my own now. I'm even wetter. And getting the hang of this sex thing. You can let go of my hips. Stick them under my shirt instead. Reach around under it and up to my chest. Move my bra aside and squeeze my perky little breasts. Oh, yes. Yes, fuck your little sister. Squeeze her breasts. Feel her bounce up and down on your cock. Oh, this is so good. We're about halfway through now. The car wash, that is, not the sex. I'd say we're more than halfway through. So get ready for me to get off you and you can just come. Oh God, where are you going to come? You can't come on me because Dad will notice that. You can't not come on me because Dad would probably notice the cum on the dashboard or inside of the windshield. Wait, stop moving. You can't come. You can't come outside of me because then Dad will know what we did. But you can't come in me because I might get pregnant. Maybe if we just hold really still, the feeling will go away. Oh, it's not working, is it? We're too close. The vibrations from the engines and the conveyor thing aren't helping either. Oh God, what are we going to do? We're running out of car wash. We can't delay this forever. Either I get off you and you probably come all over the inside of the car, or you come inside of my pussy. I could try to swallow your cum, but I suspect I'll just end up with a face full of cum. Yeah, that might be suspicious. Fuck it. I'm going to move again. Just do it. Come in me. That's less risky at the moment. If you don't come in me, we're definitely caught. I might not get pregnant if you come in me. And even if I do, that's in the future. So hurry, come in me. Come in your little sister's pussy. Just try not to aim towards anything egg-like if you can help it. Try to come shallowly. Oh, fuck. You're coming in, that is not shallow. That's all the way in there you're making me come to. Oh, fuck. That was stupid. What were we thinking? This is bad. This is so bad. I'm getting back into my seat. Where are my panties? Oh, I've got them back on. Pull up your pants. There's not much time left. Oh, we're going to get caught and I'm going to get pregnant. No. Okay, just pull forward. The guy is waving you over there to get the car wiped down. Drive casually and not like you just fucked your little sister, okay? Oh, and let's roll these windows down. It smells like incest in here. Oh, God. Dad's going to notice. I'll be grounded so long that our baby will get to drive before I'm allowed to. But in case he doesn't figure it out, we are never, ever doing that again, okay? Unless Dad somehow lets you borrow the car. Say, to pick me up at cheer practice after school tomorrow. I wouldn't be able to resist you in this car. And it's not like you could resist me in my cheerleader uniform. So basically it would be no one's fault but Dad's. He's practically forcing us to make babies. It's all pretty sick if you ask me. If he does let you pick me up tomorrow, you're the one paying for the car wash. In fact, buy one of those monthly passes for unlimited car washes. They're expensive, but something tells me you'll find it money well spent.